I don't know about you, and not to judge, Peter, but I'm not sure I'd leave my teachings to someone so disloyal and even cowardly. Of course, he went on to repent and teach and was later crucified upside down, but this was years later. Again, none of us can really know what we would do out of fear. That's not the issue. It's an issue of giving over control to someone with strength and loyalty. This would make sense because after Christ's crucifixion, women held all the prominent places in early Gnostic Christianity. They were the ones who despised the so-called blessings and spiritual teachings of both the Judaic religion and the early Jewish Christians. Then, later on, we have Paul coming into the picture. And Peter aligns with Paul, while James, the brother of Jesus, remains as the head of the Jewish Christians. Later still, as I stated before, the Roman Emperor Constantine adopts Pauline Christianity, and thus the Catholic Church was born with Peter as its first symbolic pope. I remember when I was at St. Teresa's College, in Christian marriage class, we were told we were always second and subservient to our husbands, and that we were to have as many children as God saw fit. I won't go into how many times I was kept after class to be reprimanded by Father Nadian, but during those talks, I found out even he felt differently, but under church law, had to teach the dogma. I grew to love this priest and saw the pain this dear Dominican faced in being torn by what his heart and logic told him as opposed to what he was supposed to teach. I can't wait to see him on the other side and run toward him screaming that we were right and now we are free in our thoughts. Francine says Magdalene always walked in front and to the right of Jesus, and behind them walked the disciples. This could have been another reason they felt jealous. Instead of one of them, a woman takes first place next to Jesus. Of course, it would be a natural position if she was his wife. We don't read much of Christ's mother in the Bible either. She seems, except for the birth, the wedding feast at Cana, and possibly a brief mention that she was at the crucifixion, to just disappear. With men writing the Bible, I'm convinced they just left women out as much as possible. We see in the Old Testament Deborah, Esther, Ruth, and Bathsheba, but except for a few other minor villainesses, such as Jezebel, the Queen of Sheba, Salome, and Lot's wife, who was turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, women are secondary players. Francine says Magdalene was very close to Mary, as well as Mary of Bethany, Martha, and Naomi, who used to travel with Jesus and his brothers and sisters. So they traveled with a fairly large core group. Mary had known Magdalene most of her life and felt like she was truly a daughter and was extremely happy to have her as a daughter-in-law. This bears up at the crucifixion, when they and John, the beloved, and others, depending upon which gospel you read, stood at the cross together while the rest of the disciples went into hiding.